Unit 13B. Activities 2 and 3.
Technology today is about electronics in cars. My guest is Mr. David, automotive electronics expert. What can you tell me about all these computer chips in my car?
Hello. Well, all of today's cars have a computer on board, an ECU.
An ECU? What does that stand for?
ECU stands for Electronic Control Unit, fitted usually behind the dashboard.
And what does it do?
It controls fuel consumption, for example, by controlling engine data, such as air-fuel mixture, spark timing, engine idle speed, choke settings, emission controls, and many others.
What about airbags? How do they know when to open?
That's a perfect example of a safety feature. A collision sends a shockwave through the chassis that sends a signal to open the valve, which allows the airbags to be filled.
Is that how the ABS works as well?
Yes. The microprocessor of the anti-lock braking system basically prevents your brakes from locking. And there is the concept of EBD, the electronic brake distribution system, which distributes the braking force to where it is best used. Front or rear, left or right wheel.
I didn't know such a thing existed.
Well, there are a few more safety features. The electronic stability program, or ESP, should prevent your car from rolling.
As in the ELK test?
Yes. And there is more to your ABC of abbreviations. ABC for active body control, which means that a microprocessor adapts your suspension to the driving situation. BLIS, B-L-I-S, for blind spot information system, which gives an indication to the driver that there is another vehicle in the blind area. ASR and EPS,
which are
anti-slip regulation, wheel sensors prevent spinning on slick surfaces.
And EPS for electronic power steering. Sounds like luxury to me.
Some call it safety, others convenience. There is more of that. GPS?
The Global Positioning System.
Works like a map and gives you directions. And HVAC adjusts your heating, ventilation, and cooling systems to the outside climate.
Well,
then think of all the switches in your door panel for opening and closing the windows, locking the doors, and adjusting the mirrors.
Well, as I said, safety or convenience?
This seems to be the question.